Hello, today is May 22nd, 2016. I'm Robert.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Alex.
Today, we will be discussing Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita. So, we're just going to go through real quick, and we want to discuss, why all did we choose Lolita? What were our intentions for reading the novel?
Okay, well, I guess I'll start. I'm Ethan, and I wanted to read Lolita primarily because of the discussion that was circulating around it, and primarily regarding its sexual content and the controversy that has arisen from it, from the moral aspects of it. And I thought it would be a very fascinating way to end the semester and the year as a whole by partaking in a book that has that much controversy surrounding it.
Yeah. So, no, that's... Yeah, this is Matthew. I agree with Ethan. I think it's very interesting to read about, like, the debate over the morality of it. I find that kind of stuff very interesting. And, like, you see, it's the growing popularity of it is almost caused by the controversy to some extent, and I just thought it would be interesting to kind of delve into that.
Yeah, I'm Alex, and I wanted to read it for a similar reason to Ethan and Matthew. It's always been regarded as a classic book, and it has a lot of controversy surrounding it, so it was nice to be able to educate myself on what it was really about.
That's fair. It's Robert again. The primary characters in the novel include the two main, Humbert Humbert and Dolores Hayes. Humbert Humbert is considered the protagonist and the narrator, and we'll have a definite discussion over the validity and reliability of Humbert as a narrator. And Dolores Hayes is Lolita in the novel. She's considered the deuteragonist, the second most important character, and she's also the love interest to Humbert Humbert. So, if Ethan, if you'd like to go over the secondary characters and their role.
Okay, thank you, Robert. I'm Ethan, and I'm going to be going over the secondary characters we're going to be discussing in the book. So, Charlotte Hayes is the first one. Charlotte was the mother of Lolita, and she ends up falling in love with Humbert over the course of the book. And, of course, those feelings are not reciprocated. He obviously falls in love with her daughter instead. The next character is Claire Quilty, who is the late husband and kidnapper of Lolita. And he ends up kind of tailing Humbert over the course of the novel, keeping him in check, almost. I think that kind of ends our whole secondary character analysis or look at. Robert, would you like to introduce the next topic?
Yeah, thank you, Ethan. It's Robert again. First of all, we are going to start off the discussion of Lolita by definitely talking about the morality of Lolita. Is Lolita a moral text? Is there some sort of moral background? Because you can't discuss Lolita without at least mentioning the controversy behind it. So if anybody would like to take up the morality...
This is Matthew, and to jump in with that, one of the other main purposes of Lolita is to show that something disgusting can be beautiful, and you can see that within Humbert's fixation with Lolita. So, what is normally would be viewed by our society today as something that is horrid and horrendous, and nobody would ever agree to that, or at least the wide majority of people would not agree to it. They spin it in the way of the book, using their word choice and Humbert's character and everything. They make it seem as if maybe it's not so wrong, and they actually use the word choice and such to make it appear very, like a delicate and beautiful thing, rather than some disgusting act like we would view it today.
This is Robert again, and so I think, Matthew, you make a very good point about Humbert's use of language and his sort of didactic speech to sort of teach and inform everybody on his point of view. So that brings us into the next topic. Is Humbert a reliable narrator? And so if anybody would like to cover that.
Okay, I'm Alex, and I'll go into that a little. It's hard to say that Humbert is a reliable narrator when from the beginning of the book, he's using word choice to manipulate the reader and sort of shift their perspective of reality so that they see the world the way that he sees it. And this makes Lolita a very time-fluid book, because you can see it combines the past illusions and ties them into the present very well. And all of this is done in an attempt to sort of let the reader understand who Humbert Humbert is and why he thinks in the way that he does.
Another thing, Humbert is no stranger to lying. He lies to us many times throughout the novel, one of which is very prevalent when he says, emphatically, no killers are we, poets never kill, which contradicts the murder of Claire Quilty later on in the novel, where Nabokov drags it out for many, many, many paragraphs. Before we close, are there any other closing remarks that you guys would like to add?
No, I can't think of anything.
No.
And I think that just about does it. So once again, this is Robert.
And this is Ethan.
This is Matthew.
And this is Alex.
And I hope the podcast helped you understand Nabokov's Lolita.